Yo, Chris, what you doing out of school?
Yo, man, they just suspended me, McBoo.
Where are they suspended the teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man.
Hi, and welcome to Leading from the Heart. This is Tracy talking. It's about noon on Saturday, August 9th, and today's topic is about assessment. If you are looking now at the mind map, which is at the bottom of the post, you can see how I'm organizing the talk today. Like any story, it's got an introduction, a middle, and an end. So to start off, I can't believe we're just over 2 weeks until the start of the school year, at least for teachers. I go back on, I believe, the 25th or 26th of August. Guess I should figure that one out. And I'll have about a week of professional development, getting things organized until the students come back the day after Labor Day, the following week. This morning, I woke up, had some coffee, and started off by looking at my blogs. First one I usually look at is Jose's, shout out to Jose, and was inspired by a comment that Hugh O'Donnell wrote. I clicked to see his blog and quickly got myself involved in a conversation about assessment, and in particular about giving out zeros, which, as you will read and hear about in this post, I really don't believe in. And as long as he moderates and includes my comment, you can go read it directly on his post. There's a link to that, or I've made a copy of it and you can read it here. While I was reading and commenting on that post, I started to do a little bit of research, which is how I usually go about doing my reading and commenting. And I was quickly reminded of Ken O'Connor, who I met a few years ago at a conference in Ottawa, about assessment for learning. And so I did a quick Google on him and found Roberto Gauvin's blog. He's an educator in, I believe, in New Brunswick, Old Madawaska, and I'm definitely going to be returning to his blog. He has a lot of great stuff to say, and it's jam-packed, filled with resources. Some of it in English, a lot of it in French. So you'll, depending on how proficient you are in French, you'll be able to get more or less out of his blog. He took some great notes about from one of Ken O'Connor's conferences that he saw last year, and I've included a link to that. But he really got me thinking about, how am I going to approach assessment this year? For me, assessment is really, when I met Ken O'Connor those few years ago, I really was turned on to the fact that assessment is what turns what I do as a teacher into an art. Without the assessment portion of teaching, without really thinking about it and wondering, how am I going to do this? How is this going to inform what I'm doing? I'm not really teaching. It's how I stay true to myself as an educator, to my students, to their families who are relying on me to report back on how their children are doing. And because of that, I can't give a zero. A zero does nothing to inform my practice. In simple terms, it's not hot. It just does nothing for me. You can read more about my thoughts and how I go about things in this post. For the next 2 weeks, I can't believe it's only 2 weeks left. Professionally, I'm going to be looking really at how I'm going to organize some of the beginning of the school year, my assessments that will help to inform me about my students, about what I need to do throughout the year, especially at the beginning. Personally, though, I can't let the rest of my vacation be only professional. I need to get some things done that I wanted to do this summer. I have some paintings I want to finish. When they are done, I will, I'll post some links, and I'll post some pictures so that you can take a look at them if you want. I also need to, get my house in order. I moved in here at the beginning of the summer, and it still kind of looks like I just moved in, so I want to get some of that done. Put some art up on the walls, get my books out, get myself prepared to start the year. And that's it. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. I think I'm going to be doing these once a week from now on. That's my plan anyways. We'll see. And I hope you enjoy this weekend. If you're in Montreal, today is supposed to be the only sunny day for the next little while, at least the only rain-free day for the next little while. So get out of here. That's what I plan on doing now. See ya. Bye. Oh, and a last little shout-out to KRS-One, who provided us with the opening bit of music. I will include a link to that song if you want to hear the rest on today's post. Bye.